This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Christmas Day for the live Christmas Day edition. We'll be here throughout the holidays as well, expecting to be live on New Year's Eve. So whenever you want live programming, tune in to Free Talk Live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single day of the week. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
And our last caller suggested we should go 24/7, which would be pretty impossible to do. We don't have that much, that many people willing to broadcast around the clock.
Yeah.
But we do have a 24/7 Free Talk Live streaming channel. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can tune into our what is our live stream during our live show. Then we'll repeat that live show over and over again for the next 21 hours until our next live show. So if you ever want to hear the latest episode without actually having to download the full episode, you can just tune into the stream and then it'll be just wherever it is we happen to be when you tune in, you'll hear that part of what it was, our most recent show. So we do have a 24/7 streaming channel of all Free Talk Live, but it's all the same last show until the newest new show comes out, if that makes sense.
Yes.
In addition, we do have LRN.FM, so obviously you don't want to sit there and listen to 24 hours of the same show. You might want to go and listen to different shows, which LRN.FM is a streaming network that features dozens of liberty-oriented shows. One of three of them actually are hosted by Daryl W. Perry. That's
yes.
You. What are your three shows, Daryl?
There's the daily 5-minute newscast that, if you're listening to LRN, top of every hour when it's not in the podcast loop, you will hear the news brought to
That's
you
right.
by me. There's also the thrice weekly 30-minute show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. And yes, I did a show today on
Excellent.
Christmas. I do the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You're doing double duty today.
Every Wednesday I do an Ask Me Anything. So I will answer pretty much any question that somebody sends over, as long as it's something that's a serious question, not like, why are you an idiot? So, you know, send your questions, AMA@FPPRadio.com. I'll
okay.
answer those on Wednesdays. And then there's the longest running of the podcast that I do. I've been doing this for almost 4.5 years, the FPP Freedom Minute.
So go to fppradio.com. You can download those individually there or just listen to them when they show up on LRN.FM, which is a 24/7 streaming audio channel. It's also available on free-to-air satellite across most of sub-Saharan Africa as well as North America and Central America. So get some satellite coverage going on there, too. Unfortunately, I don't think our satellite signal reaches Venezuela, where President Nicolas Maduro kicked off last year's holiday season early to distract from the massive failures of his socialist regime. This from Breitbart.com's Frances Martel. This time, Maduro is kicking off the holiday season with a socialist Barbie, which is the same Barbie that all children know and love, reduced to a tenth of retail value. Now, it was in the last hour that we discovered socialist Barbie.
So socialist Barbie doesn't come with, like, a bread line
no.
and no shoes?
Yeah, no. Not skinny from malnutrition or anything like that.
Well, she's already skinny.
She's already skinny, but
that hip to waist ratio, though.
So we didn't know anything about socialist Barbie until just the last hour of the show when we were talking about how store shelves in Venezuela are empty. People can't afford to buy presents, let alone things like Christmas lights or Christmas trees in Venezuela due to the socialist economy there, if there's even much of an economy left. And then mentioned in that original story that we were sharing with you was this socialist Barbie situation that happened there a year ago. So here's the story. According to Spanish newspaper ABC, Maduro is using the government's hand to force toy vendors to sell Barbies, the Mattel brand doll, not off-brand imitations, at one-tenth of their retail price in order to entice Venezuelans to invest in the OPEC nation's fledgling market. Oh, God. That is not... Oh, God. There's just so much just economically wrong with this. You're not investing in the marketplace by buying something at a tenth of its price. You're causing market failure, basically, which isn't really market failure. It's socialist failure.
Right.
I mean, if you go and you buy one of these socialist Barbies at a controlled price like this, you're forcing the store to lose money. That's basically what you're doing. That's not helping the marketplace. That's driving your favorite toy store out of business.
Well, forcing the toy store to carry the thing
right.
is causing them to lose money.
That's true.
Because it's not like one of these things to where, you know, in a free market, if product doesn't sell, you contact the manufacturer and say, hey, I've got this product that didn't sell. I want to return it to you.
In the case here, they were selling the one doll for the equivalent of $2.50. So that's U.S. dollars.
Right.
That has left the stores depleted of their Barbie supply in minutes, according to store management. The initiative is part of something Maduro calls Happy Christmas. The integral plan was launched in October and will include, according to the president, national security, culture, and music. Boy, talk about a nasty mix of things there. Culture and music, those are good things. National security doesn't sound like much fun for the Christmas season. Maduro has had added in announcing the Happy Christmas plan that reducing the prices of the doll is an attempt to prevent speculators from ruining the holiday.
What? Who's buying Barbie on speculation that it's going to increase?
No. I think, okay, so the idea that reducing the price of Barbie to a tenth of its normal cost is going to prevent speculators? That's going to encourage speculators. Somebody's going to go in there, they're going to buy Barbie at $2.50, and they're going to go sell it for $5 or $10 or whatever the hell amount that they can get the Barbies for. Because it was a sellout. I mean, these things are priced so low, they're priced far below market value.
They're priced to move!
Right. They instantaneously moved into the hands of people who likely then turned around and sold them again.
On eBay.
Or wherever.
Do they have eBay in Venezuela?
Well, I mean, there's probably like South American eBay or something like that. A lot of those websites have international versions.
Anyway. Right, but like it's Venezuela, they don't have a lot of stuff. So
that's
like
true.
I didn't know if they had internet or if it was like some state-run internet.
I don't know if the state provides internet access, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I know that's what they
do. I wouldn't be surprised if they control it, even if they don't provide it.
Barbie is according to Mexican publication El Financiero, Barbie is just the latest product to fall under strict price regulation from the government. Eggs, milk, flour, and other essentials have long been under strict price controls that have significantly damaged the Venezuelan economy, so much that earlier this year, Maduro imposed rations on the products, preventing individuals from buying more than their allotted supply. Necessarily, goods have become so scarce in this socialist economy that President Maduro has had to resort to rationing even water. And as we pointed out earlier, you can't take a picture of the lines outside of these grocery stores. Well, that's why there are no eggs, milk, and flour, because the stores have to sell them at below their actual market value, which means that they're sold out almost instantaneously, and the market can't keep up with the demand for below market value product. Otherwise, you go out of business. You can't sell. You can only sell so many Barbies at a tenth of the actual market price before your store can't pay the rent.
Right.
But that's what's happened in Venezuela. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. We'll talk more about Venezuela coming up. Go ahead, Dave.
That was record time. That was like a half a second after I got off the phone with your screener. You had me on the air.
We are fast and eager to serve here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
The one thing I was curious about is whether I couldn't find any indication that you guys had reported on the arrest of the situation that Rob Mathias, the Free Stater in Manchester, had with the police.
Did you guys cover that last night, Daryl?
We did not. It did get covered, I believe, on Free Keen.
Yeah, the video is up at Free Keen. When that story was breaking, I think it was Wednesday when that broke, and the video had not yet been posted publicly, so I wasn't prepared to talk about it on the air, so I'm glad you brought it up here tonight, Dave. Free State Project early mover Rob Mathias, also the host of the Rebel Love Show, which is one of the shows on LRN.FM, he was not arrested, was he? He was threatened by the police.
Right. They were looking for somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Stand by. We'll talk more about it here because I did see the video, and that's what you're talking about, unless there was some breaking news today where he was arrested. I have not heard about that if that's the case. I believe he's watching Star Wars right now. Stand by. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk about the cops coming and threatening Rob Mathias. Ultimately, they did give him a ticket, which you can kind of call that an arrest, I guess. 3 Talk Live.
Belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us on the radio waves here, live Christmas Day edition. Glad you're there. We're here too. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. Maybe you got some Bitcoin for the holidays as a gift. That's a pretty cool gift to give somebody. I remember last year at the county fair, was doing a Bitcoin outreach booth, and there was this older lady. Usually don't think that elderly folks are going to be too interested in Bitcoin, but she actually said she was thinking about getting some for her grandkids. And I thought that would be a really cool gift for somebody. Anyway, if you got some Bitcoin you're looking to spend, you can save big time using SaveItPurse.com. You can save 25% on your Amazon purchases easily. 20-25%, no problem to save that within like a few hours of placing your order. The more you want to save, because you get to choose your discount. You want 35%, 40%, 45%, 50%? It's possible to do it. You just have to be more patient the higher the percentage goes.
Yes.
Now, Daryl, you recently had a 50% order fulfilled, but it hasn't come yet, right?
That's correct. And it took 2 days from the time that I placed the order until I got notice that someone bought the order.
So you're still waiting on the actual delivery on it.
Still waiting on the actual delivery.
And I
suspect that, you know, because it's the holiday week, and I'm not sure if the product is coming from Amazon or from a third party.
Right.
So, you know, suspect that has something to do with the delay.
Yeah, if you want a big discount, you do have to be patient. Sometimes on the bigger discounts, you'll get a cancellation here and there. But if you do 20%, man, it's so super easy. The last time I did 20%, less than an hour, someone fulfilled the order.
I had one 35% that took 1 hour and 15 minutes for somebody to buy.
And then they'll ship it usually Amazon Prime almost every time, it seems like. Not always, but a lot of them will do that. I mean, it's up to the buyer how they ship it to
right.
you. Right. And they ship Amazon Prime, so it's there in 2 days. Super easy to do. So, I mean, if you're going to shop on Amazon, you might as well save 20%. Go to SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com, and start saving now. The catch is you got to use Bitcoin to get those discounts. Dave, back with us in New Hampshire. You were calling about Rob Mathias, who is the host of the Rebel Love Show. He was threatened by police this week. And actually, I was thinking a little further. I think it was actually Tuesday when this went down in Manchester. It started, from what I understand, with the police banging on the back window. And this is a third-floor apartment, by the way. Wait, no. Are they in a third floor now? Yeah, it's like a third-floor apartment or a second-floor apartment. But anyway, they were on the back windows, pounding on the windows and the door, demanding to be let into the apartment. Apparently, they were looking for someone who doesn't even officially live at the apartment, and they're claiming they wanted to arrest that person. And then ultimately, later on, Rob Mathias showed up on his lunch break, was going to bring some coffee to his girlfriend who was at home at that time because the cops had left. So they were banging on the back window, and Leverett, who is his girlfriend, also co-host on the Rebel Love Show, would not let the police in, which is a good idea.
Oh,
there's no
good.
Reason to let the...
I heard about that part.
You didn't know about that. Okay, yeah, there's a second video. The video at freekeen.com doesn't feature the cops banging. And I think he should have put a clip of that in, but it's not the best video because they don't actually show the cops. So there's no way to know for sure it's the police who are outside shouting and demanding to be let in. But it was the cops. And so they went away. Rob showed up just to bring some coffee to his girlfriend on his lunch break. And that's when the police, like, swooped in. Apparently they were parked down the street observing the front door of the apartment building. They noticed Rob pull up and go up to the front door. Before he could even get into the building, they just swooped in their cruiser, unmarked cruiser, pulled up. By the way, parking the wrong direction in New Hampshire, it's illegal to park against traffic.
Unless you're a cop.
Apparently. And they park in the wrong direction, pile out, and grab him before he can go in to the door. Not physically, but they, you know, stop him from going in, and they demand if he knows where this person is that they're looking for. What were your comments, Dave, on that situation?
Well, I actually only watched about the first 3 minutes of his video while he was outside. This would have been the second encounter, not his girlfriend's encounter, but his encounter, you know, when he came to check up on her. And it was interesting to see how many things he got right and how many things he got wrong. Obviously getting video was the most important thing he got right, and not betraying this guy they were looking for was the other key thing that he got right. But on the other hand, he was pretty much answering their questions. Many of their questions is a drop.
Yeah, he answered too many questions, and that's one of the things he did admit is that, you know, he was too chatty with the police in that particular video. One of the questions he definitely shouldn't have answered was where he lived. They'd like checked his license or whatever. They demanded his license, which normally they can't demand your license if you're just walking on the street. But their excuse was that they saw him driving, so they demanded that that he hand it over, and ultimately wrote him a ticket for an unregistered vehicle he wasn't driving while suspended. I think it was just an unregistered vehicle charge. So basically, they ended up punishing him because he wouldn't help them kidnap this peaceful man that they wanted.
Well, also, when they asked him if he knew where the guy was or something like that, you know, he answered the question with a statement rather than a question of his own. It sounded like he was saying he didn't know where the guy was or that the guy didn't live there or something like that.
Yeah, he did make a claim about him not living there. He sort of made a claim about not knowing the guy and also that he didn't live there. And it did seem kind of shifty the way that he had answered those questions. So, yeah, I agree with you, Dave. It's generally best not to answer the questions of the police. And I got into this situation myself once with police on the front porch here on the LRN studio, at the LRN studios, where I thought that I was going to be smart enough to be able to answer their questions, or not answer their questions, but talk to them without revealing information that could assist them. And ultimately, it just never works out very well because these guys are professionals at asking questions and you know, activists, even though we're decent at dealing with the police. Nobody's perfect, especially in a situation where a lot of pressure is on. So it's important to get this stuff on video and to be able to look back on it and see what you did right and see what you did wrong.
It's also kind of an important indicator that we need to do more drilling. They've been doing some of that at Pork Fest, you know, where they'll have a car and you can sit behind the wheel and pretend like you're being pulled over and former cops will interrogate you. And so forth.
I don't think they've done that at Porkfest for years.
I've never heard of this happening.
The last time that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the yearly camping festival for the Free State Project, I believe it was Mike Barsky who was putting that on, and he has been missing in action for several years, if not more than several years.
My first Porkfest was 2010, and I heard nothing about some pretend you're being arrested thing.
Now, to be fair, there's a lot that happens at Porkfest, but
it's interesting that you mentioned Mike because Mike actually is one of the people who we've all learned from in the sense that he's gone out and made mistakes and then reported them back to us to explain how difficult it is. Even if you know you're not supposed to answer questions, you'll still do it the first few times you interact with cops, and those first few times may be all it takes for you to get in a lot of trouble.
I like, there's some great videos online that I think people can learn from. There's one where a guy, his only response to the police is, "I don't answer questions." So he doesn't ask a question back, although I agree with you, Dave, that that's always a good approach, is to just ask the police questions. That way you're interrogating them and they're not interrogating you. But this one guy, like, if you want to keep it simple, just, "I don't answer questions. I don't answer questions."
Well, or I don't think that's the best tactic you can take.
All right, stand by. Because I saw it work, and it worked darn well for this guy. Stand by, Dave. If you want to continue commenting, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE. I think there's different tactics and different scenes that work better than others. But we'll talk about different options for dealing with the police. It's Free Talk Live, and if you want to share your tactics, please do.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here, toll-free. Numbers 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is there a best way to deal with the police at a traffic stop, for instance, or on the streets? There's, you know, different circumstances, different cops. I think that different approaches could work in different circumstances depending on the cop that you're dealing with. Like, for instance, if it's a rogue cop who's willing to grab your phone, smash it on the pavement, and throw you, break your window to throw you out the window of your car, probably no tactic is going to be particularly useful with that particular officer.
Shooting yourself in the head would probably be the only way to deal with that kind of cop.
We've got Dave Ridley on the line with us from RidleyReport.com. And, Dave, you were calling in regards to Rob Mathias, the host of the Rebel Love Show, being threatened and ultimately ticketed by police for not assisting them in their investigation where they were trying to kidnap someone at his house. The person was not at his house, but they believed that he was living there, this person. And Rob was not giving them information about the whereabouts of said person. And because of that, they ultimately ticketed him for an unregistered car. But, Dave, you were going to comment on that, so go ahead. What were your thoughts?
Well, people so often think that you have to pick between saying nothing to the cops and answering their questions. But, yeah, really you want to ask them questions, and the most important question to ask them is whether am I required to answer your question? I've never seen that go wrong. You know, every time I've ever done that, I've always been glad and I've always been happy with the result. It at least buys you some time. If you do decide to answer questions, and there have been occasions where I have, where I thought the police were conducting a legitimate investigation, at least I had some time to think while they were answering that question. Am I required to answer your question?
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes they can, if you're with a dishonest cop might say yes to that question. And then, of course, you have to follow up with
yes, and then you can. It changes the debate. Now you're debating about whether it's required to answer questions as opposed to giving them information.
What would your question be back if they said, yes, you must answer my questions?
I would just say, can you cite the RSA? What's the law that...
RSA is Revised Statutes Annotated. That's the code for the New Hampshire state statute. So, yeah, I would ask generally, what is the statute that authorizes you to say that or something like that?
My badge.
Yeah, that would be one thing. But usually things just go pretty well from then on. It just changes the conversation. And you don't want to be, Rob just seemed indignant, and he was kind of, he was acting like he was sort of, he's acting, I don't know what the right word is, but it's just, you don't want to be too indignant or angry at the police. You just have to try to, as best you can, be a little bit amused by what's going
on. It's hard. I mean, if I get where you're coming from, but just, to defend someone in the moment, it's the pressure's on. They're after somebody. They want to kidnap a peaceful person. That can be an infuriating thing. And I'm not saying it's okay to be angry. I tend to agree with you, Dave, but I also understand why people are angry, upset, and frustrated when dealing with the police. If you go
and of
on,
course, we're watching this with hindsight of,
exactly.
Sort of the Monday morning quarterback sort of thing of, well, you should have done this, and if you would have done this different.
Later on, the Anarchics host Renee Kate shows up in the video and literally starts yelling at the police, which probably doesn't help the situation, but on the other hand, again, I understand, in this case, they're looking for her boyfriend, so I could understand why she was upset about this. I mean, they want to kidnap her peaceful boyfriend, and that's kind of an upsetting thing. And on the other hand, she was trying to communicate to the police, and they had had their windows rolled up, so if you do want to be heard, you do have to shout in order to get through closed glass. But nonetheless, go ahead, Dave.
I mean, all of us, if you look at the early interactions that each of us have had with the police, we probably all made many of the same mistakes. I know I sure did. If you watched my early videos, when it was the first five times interacting with them. But yeah, you don't want to, I guess, after Renee confronted them, I guess she posted this angry message on Facebook. It just sounded ghetto. It was just like, F the police, and I'm angry, and it just sounded like the sort of thing that criminals would say when the police were coming out. There was nothing to distinguish it from, to make it a liberty issue as opposed to just, the way a criminal would sound. You got to distinguish yourself.
Yeah, no, I see where you're. I totally understand where you're coming from. I don't disagree with any of your critique. But at the same time, it's hard when, the stress is on and the police are there trying to kidnap a loved one. I don't blame anyone for being upset.
The big difference is the difference between zero resistance and some sloppy resistance, right? There's more difference between those two things than there is between sloppy resistance and good resistance. So at least they were doing something.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about some of the things they got right. They got right by contacting their fellow activists who showed up. And there were probably five or six people that showed up on that scene. They're all a lot of people in Manchester. A number of them live on the west side of town. So they were in that west side of town. And so it was relatively easy for several activists in the middle of the day. This was, people are at work. So folks who were available at that time were able to easily come down there. Some of them walked because they were, they're within walking distance in their houses there. So putting the word out to other folks was definitely something that they got right. It allowed more cameras to come down onto the scene, more people to come down to witness what was going on. And, of course, Rob had pulled his police camera out immediately on the police approaching him, and he recorded pretty much a solid 13 minutes of video there. So that was definitely the right thing to do and to contact others. Now, apparently they didn't use cell 411, which I think that they should have probably used. That's something that activists need to get practiced with. Are you familiar with it, Dave?
I've heard of it. It won't work on my phone, but
I've
seen people using it.
Oh, no. Do you have a smartphone?
Oh, it's my fault. It's not Virgil's fault. It's just I have an old phone.
Okay. So most people that have a smartphone, cell 411 should work for them. It's not a particularly complicated program. As long as your phone it's a smartphone and it's got GPS, it should work with cell 411. It works on both Android and iOS devices. It's free, so there's no reason to not have this thing. Basically, it's an activist alert system.
There is a reason if you don't have a smartphone.
Okay, right. I did preface that you do need a smartphone for this. So if you have a smartphone and you download this app, there's no reason to not have this app. It's free. There's no excuse. This app works very, very well. It sends out a notice whenever something's happening to you. You can send out a notice like, you know, the police are here, or there's a fire, or a medical emergency. There's a bunch of them. There's like, you know, 8 or 12 different things that you can send out. And you send out, so in this case it would be, you know, the police are here, or I'm cop blocking, or whatever. Police are here, the police are messing with me. You can add a little personal message to it if you want to. And then it sends out a notice to all of your friends who are sort of linked up with you over cell 411. They'll get that notice on their phone, and it'll say, oh, Dave is having an issue with police. He's at this location here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Can you help? And then it'll give you the ability to respond, yes, I am available, I'm on my way, or no, I can't help. And so then, you know, you'll get a response on your phone if you have a chance to look at it, letting you know who's on their way to come help you out. I think it's an incredibly great idea for activists, and really wherever you're located, if you are in an activist community, or even if you're just doing like a neighborhood watch group, or if you want to hook up your family members with this. This isn't just for activists. This is great for, you know, neighborhood watches or anybody else that needs to communicate emergency, urgent communications to another set of group members. They didn't do cell 411 on this, and I think that's probably because there aren't that many people that have it yet. So I wanted to take time to let folks know about that. Dave, I suspect you might be cutting this up into one of your own videos. Maybe you'll offer some of your critiques there.
Well, not necessarily. I think I will just archive it. I did download it, and you know, it might come up at some point in commentary. But mostly the Ridley Report is dominated by ambush interviews now. It's me engaging the bad guys as opposed to reporting on the liberty activists.
Gotcha. You do good work. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Now, we still need to talk, Daryl, about why you say that saying to the police, I don't answer questions, is not the best tactic.
Yes.
So we're going to come back with that. And you can share with us what you think your best tactics are for dealing with the police when they are threatening you or your friends or your family. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, I've got the video of the guy who uses the don't answer questions tactic. We'll share that too.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. You may join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And yes, we are here live on this Christmas Day edition. Thanks to Kyle over at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to help provide us with access to our wonderful radio stations that are carrying the show tonight. So welcome to the show. We'll be here throughout the holidays with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we were just talking about Rob Mathias. He is the host of the Rebel Love Show. Being threatened by police earlier this week. He put the video out over at freekeen.com. So if you go there, you can see the video of him dealing with the police. And we were talking about different tactics for how to deal with these cops. Of course, not talking to them is always the best approach. I think generally, like as a general across-the-board rule, not speaking to police is generally the best approach. But there are certain circumstances in which the cops might get weird if you don't say anything at all to them.
You have to say something, and that's the point that I want to make. There was a Supreme Court case back in 2010. I don't have the name of it in front of me, but it was a 5-4 decision, and the majority ruled that you must verbalize your intent to remain silent.
Yeah.
If you sit there and say nothing,
they could think you're insane or something like that and, like, put you in the insane asylum.
Right. And we had a friend of ours that had a situation about a year and a half ago where she got pulled over by police, did not say anything, and then they wound up charging her with, like, interfering with an investigation and resisting arrest and some other stuff. Because she never said anything. She didn't say, I'm not answering your questions. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, I'm invoking my right to remain silent. And she didn't do what you're saying of, I don't answer questions. And by saying I don't answer questions, you are not invoking your right to remain silent. So if you
you're
want
not?
To... No. You're just saying I'm not answering questions.
Well, that's
you're
kind of
not
the same
saying
thing.
I'm invoking my right to remain silent.
Okay.
So if you want to invoke your right to remain silent, you must say, I wish to remain silent. And one of the dissenting judges in that case points out the absurdity, says criminal suspects must now unambiguously invoke their right to remain silent, which counterintuitively requires them
to speak.
At the same time, suspects will be legally presumed to have waived their rights, even if they have given no clear expression of their intent to do so. And the case in question, there was this guy that he got arrested, had been read his Miranda rights, was given a waiver to, you know, like, I waive my rights. He never signed it, and he never verbalized during the three-hour interrogation that he was exercising his right to remain silent. And then he answered with a single word one of the questions. They used that one word answer as incriminating evidence against him to help get a conviction.
Okay, so I'm hearing what you're saying there, Daryl. You're saying you need to invoke your right to remain silent based on...
Which requires you to speak something. So to sit
right.
there silently and
right.
not respond at all is not a good tactic because the police
right.
can arrest
That's
you.
That's not what this guy does. He actually tells the cops over and over again, I don't answer questions. Now, what
right.
you said
but
earlier
again,
was that is not a good tactic.
Right, because he's not expressly invoking his right to remain silent, so they could wind up charging him with one of these obstruction of government whatevers. So if you're not going to answer their questions, say, I'm invoking my right to remain silent.
Well, I mean, he's answering the question by saying, I don't answer questions.
Right.
I mean,
it worked for him in that case,
but there's
no guarantee that it will work.
If you're going to speak to them, then you're not under any obligation to give them the answers they want. You can still say, I'm not answering your questions. And that is an answer to the question, right? Like, it's a response. They
it's
can't
a
claim
response.
That you're not responding. They can't claim you are remaining silent. So I think your interpretation
is
faulty. But
they could say that you are obstructing their investigation.
Well, there's no example of a case where that's happened, right? They could
not
say
that. Not
that
I'm
suppose,
aware of,
but
we do know of somebody that sat silent and did not respond that was charged with obstruction.
You talking about Garrett or Eric Freerock?
Okay, then we know two people.
Who's the other one?
Amanda Johnson when she was pulled over in Laconia.
Mm, yeah, that's right. Yeah, in their case, they got arrested because they didn't provide their license quickly enough, if I'm recalling correctly.
And they also did not, at least in the case of Amanda, she did not respond at all with anything.
But the actual charge was because they didn't provide their license. They didn't do it fast enough for the police's preference, and that's what the charges were based on. I get where you're coming from, and it seems like a legitimate concern, Daryl, but I can't imagine that saying I'm not answering your question is going to be considered as obstructing.
I can, and the reason so is because when I lived in Pennsylvania, there was a case out of Ohio that got a good bit of coverage where I was living, where somebody was called as a witness in some sort of Teamster strike, something, they beat up some scabs or some sort of thing. The guy's up on the stand, and every question other than what's your name, spell your last name, and give us your address, he said, I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, and he was charged with obstruction of justice for not answering questions under oath on stand.
Well, they're probably asking him questions about the other people, which he has to answer. You can't invoke your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent about things other people did on the stand. That's my understanding. I'm no legal expert,
right.
but my understanding is you can remain silent when the cops are asking you questions on a scene or whatever, once you invoke your right to remain
you
silent.
You still must but invoke your right to remain
that's
silent.
That's what I said. You invoke your right to remain silent, but when it comes to being on the stand under oath, they have the ability to question you about what other people did, and as long as it's not incriminating yourself, you have to answer those questions. So your Fifth Amendment right is from self-incrimination.
Right.
It's not just that you get the ability to stay quiet. I mean, I think you should have the ability to stay quiet on the witness stand. I mean, but ultimately, if you do stay quiet on the witness stand, you're going to get hit with contempt of court or obstruction of justice.
I don't know what questions they were asking, so I don't know if any of the questions of this guy had anything to do with other people or if it was all stuff that, you know, did you know, blah, blah, blah. But whatever, you know,
I suspect that it had to do with other people, because otherwise it wouldn't have, the charges wouldn't have stood.
Right, but it also would have to know of his knowledge of what was happening. And if he had knowledge of, then...
He has to talk about it.
No, because they could wind up charging you with conspiracy because you know of something criminal that happened.
Unless it incriminates him, he has to answer the questions. Now, he could answer
the
question.
You have knowledge of something that was criminal that happened.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we can charge you with conspiracy for this criminal thing.
Like I said, it'd be great if you didn't have to answer the questions, but you do have to answer them if they're about other people. In his case, you know, he could always answer them of, I don't recall. You know, that's one way to get around that.
Then they get you with perjury. If they know,
they have to be able to prove that you recalled.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a typical politician answer, I don't recall. And that's because it's a pretty safe answer to use. But at least then you're answering the question as opposed to invoking a Fifth Amendment right, which can't protect you from answering questions about other people.
Right.
That's my understanding. I'm not an attorney. That's not legal advice.
And my whole point on the response of I don't answer questions is you're not invoking the right to remain silent.
You don't have to if you're going to talk to the police, and he is talking to the police. So I think we're going to disagree on the legal interpretation on this one, Daryl. In this case, it works for Kenny Suter, who is being harassed by a cop. We'll give you a little excerpt from this video. Cop comes up, pulls him over. This was May 7th, 2012. Stands outside the window.
Can you window down for me, please?
I can hear you just fine.
So I'm going to have to ask you to roll the window down.
I can hear you just fine, officer.
Cop's just standing there, staring.
There's my license.
And to roll the window down, please.
I can hear you just fine, officer.
He's holding his license.
There's my
out
license.
The window.
There's my registration. Or my insurance.
Is there some reason you can't roll the window down? I saw you roll it up.
I don't answer questions.
You don't answer questions?
That's correct.
What's the reason for that?
I don't answer questions. Do you want my license and registration or not?
Cop grabs it. Then the cop just throws one of them back into the car. Ultimately, this continues, but we're not going to have time for it. So I'm going to link to
the last name for me.
I don't answer questions.
I'm going to need you to pronounce your last name.
I don't answer questions. It's there on the license.
That does not sound like a question.
No, it's not a question.
Nonetheless.
But I think it's a relatively safe tactic, all things considered, because you don't have to think about anything else. Just saying that same line over and over again. Of course, another good one is, am I free to go? Am I being detained? We'll post this on our Facebook and Twitter. See,
are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Web Curfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.